Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna take over the world with you.
Take it over, take it over.
Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? I just wanna spoil you, baby. Just love and adore you, baby. Your fragrance, it drives me crazy. Fuck it, let's just have a baby. Just play. Cruising down the interstate. It don't matter, baby, pick a place. Traveling state to state. The way we move, you know they gonna hate. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you. I just wanna take over the world. Get you diamond pearls, shopping around the world. Baby, it don't matter, you my fucking queen. When we hit the scene, they know you belong to me. Baby, yeah, you fucking with a boss, man. Fuck the cost, you know I got the sauce. Baby, no one coming in between. It's just you and me, we always the winning team. Baby, I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you. Baby, I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you. Take you on a shopping spree. Pick it out, fuck a tag, yeah, it's all on me. Anything you want, you can get with it. Pop up on the jet, flying luxury. Bahamas, Dubai, Orlando, Paris. Balenciaga, Chanel, or some Gucci. Back to the crib, your hands all on me. You know how I like it when you watch it for me. All up in the bed, you loving on me. You know how I like it when you watch it for me. All up in the bed, you loving on me, baby. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you, baby. Hey.
Mind, I don't matter either time. I can get it anytime. time. Anytime is dinner time. I swear it feels so sublime. Make her wanna make her mind. But it's a matter of time. She don't matter just sometimes. Never listen to the signs. She don't matter just sometimes. Never listen to the signs.
The summer's over. She like the way I push all the buttons like a controller. One day out and then she cold. She must be bipolar. Them back in business drive me crazy. I'm a rainbow. The moon is out, the summer's over. She likes the way I push all the buttons like a controller. One day she hot and then she cold. She must be bipolar. Them accusations drive me crazy. I'm a rainbow.
Yeah. First class.
Dame la ciencia.
I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. On the road to the paper, I'm a resident. This shit is evident. What we peddling. Niggas try and touch, fuck it, get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. This shit is evident. What we peddling. Niggas trying to touch, fuck it, get the shovel then. Hood richer than a bitch. Ballin', you can see the swish. Purple haze in my swish. Bust down Paddock on the wrist. Automatic with the shit. Barry Gordy with the hits. Harry Potter with the wrist. My Murata loud as shit. Come through the hood, they like Brie back. Bitches are dripping like tree sap. I was a drug, now she relaxed. Smoke so much, got a weed app. This a recap. Newsflash. Michael Jackson, nigga, who's bad? Call me up for the whole slab. 40 grand in that duffel bag. I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. On the road to the paper, I'm a resident. This shit is evident. What we peddling. Niggas try and touch, fuck it, get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. This shit is evident. What we peddling. Niggas trying to touch, fuck it, get the shovel then. I'm in some type of mood. Feel like I'm about to spaz. Just put sexy on the jack. Hashtag breezy on the tag. Get to the bag. Chase it so fast. Look at their faces. They can't help they mad. I'm from the hood. Can't help how I brag. Started off bad, but that was the past. That didn't last, cause that was a phase. Now look how them bitches be riding my way. Look how these niggas be hating for days. Play with me, test me. I'm passing with A's. Passing with K's. Him and his homie go half on the grade. All of a sudden, I'm back in my ways. Hustin' my denims, a T and some rings. Who can't forever look go on my J. Nigga, do you know what's going on here? Put the gun in your motherfucking head, nigga. Get that shit up. I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. On the road to the paper, I'm a resident. This shit is evident. What we peddling. Niggas try and touch, fuck it, get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. Get the shovel then. I got a Louis bag filled with dead presidents. This shit is evident. What we peddling. Niggas trying to touch. Fuck it, get the shovel then.
Baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it. Keep on twerking. Get it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerk it for sure. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Get it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerk it for sure. Small, skinny, thick, it don't mind, I'm bull. Don't forget the BBWs, you know they not fool. Left cheek, right cheek, when she twerking. Don't stop, pop it, that ass working. Girl, you look good, just back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when I throw my cash up. All that damn ass when she pick that cash up. Shawty know she worth it for sure. Work it, twerk it, keep on twerking. Shake it, shake it, love it when she twerking for sure. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Bend it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Sure. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Bend it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerk it for sure. Shake it back, twerk it back. Shake it back, twerk it back. Yeah, go crazy, yeah, go crazy. Shake it back, twerk it back. Yeah, shake that ass, ayy. Look up that cash, ayy.
Yo, 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 ladies and gentlemen of the world, you are now tuned in to OG Radio with your boy B-Trey on my man Radio Rail.
What's good, everybody?
Wait a minute. You got to introduce me as everybody's favorite host of the Butter Toast, Radio Rail.
I'll start saying that when you can say introduce the first time.
I fucked up. But.
And you ain't got no butter toast.
Okay. We have a special guest in the building tonight, y'all. She is a comedian. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to stay muted or unmuted due to her probably making me fucking laugh all night. But we have none other than Mika Soul Fine.
Hello, I'm on. Can y'all hear me? Can hear me? Hey, what's going on?
You live.
I just got one question before we get started. Can I curse on here?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay. This is the ghetto, man. Okay, that's cool. You know, I'm ghetto.
We can do whatever we want to.
Oh, okay, cool. What's going on, Sorrel? Yeah, we had to go live at 9 because my old stuff, I'll be in the bed by 10.
So, yeah, see y'all. Look, we want to do this show at 10 o'clock. She's going to hear my damn inbox on my phone. I'm going to be asleep. Like, all right, we're going to do this a little earlier so she can take a old ass.
I got a job. I get up at 5 in the morning, so I know how that goes.
Hey, I already know.
Yeah.
I just came home from work. So I got to see.
You said you just got off work?
I was off today.
I just came home literally like 30 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. That's cool. So what's up?
Y'all want to ask
me what y'all
want to
talk about?
You know, we last met at Frenchie's event, and you was the host. Mm-hmm. And you was funny. So just tell the world, how'd you get into the comedy scene?
Okay, I'm going to make this real quick. So I was hustling on 47th Street. A lot of people from Chicago know me as the movie lady. Hustling up there from 2008 to really like up to this year selling bootleg movies. So I go in all the barbershops and stores on 47th Street. They let me in, come and sell my merch, whatever. So a lot of people found out that I like the roast. So comedian named Funny Ronnie George, he's a barber from Chicago. He just so happened to be working in one of the barbershops that I used to hustle at. So one day, he was only there for probably for like 2 weeks. So about three of the barbers star roasted me. I like as soon as I walked in the door before I could even say I got CDs and movies for the customers. This was like in 2016. So right away I'm like, oh, okay, y'all want to heat me? Let's get it. So I roast them. Make the long story short, when I got done roasting, Funny Ronnie George put me to the back of the barbershop. He said, Shmigga, he said, I like the way you handle yourself. He's like, you roasting real good. He said, you ever thought about doing comedy? Of course, no. That's, I think that's the first thing a lot of people say, because comedy is not easy. Trying to go up and make people laugh. I'm like, no.
Well, yeah.
So from January to 2000, I mean, from January to June, this man asks me almost every day when I come in that shop to hustle, you ready? You ready? Every day, no. So one day, this one got me. This was in June. He's like, I finally figured out what would get you on that stage. He said, what if I told you you could make money? I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up. So I went to the first spot he took me to was the Velvet Lounge on like 22nd in Michigan. It was hosted by Doc Love, comedian Doc Love. That's the first time I went up. And I've been rocking ever since. So he figured out, he's like, this girl love to hustle. She love money. So if I tell her that she can make money right. doing it, and that's exactly what got me on stage. Other than that, I don't think I would have never got on stage.
It took him 6 months to tell you that, though. That was bogus.
Yeah, like I guess he just like, I can never, like, get this girl on stage. Like, he bugged me every day. Like, he was consistent with, like, he wouldn't stop. Like, every time I walked in, the first thing he'd say was, you ready? It was always, no, you ready? No, like, leave me alone. I don't want to do this. No. I always knew I was funny, but sometimes we don't see our talent like everybody else see our talent. So.
Right.
It's crazy.
Facts, all right. So,
and you know,
the first time you went up on stage.
Wait, hold on before you ask that. I knew you or saw you from somewhere. Because I used to be around that area sometime. I knew you from somewhere. And, yeah, I remember you selling fucking DVDs and shit. So I knew you from somewhere. I just couldn't feel my damn finger.
The bootleg queen of Chicago. That's what they call me.
Mm-hmm.
Movie lady, man. That's going to stick with me for the rest
of my
life.
You still selling bootleg?
Hell no. Nah, I do something else illegal. Nah, that's bad. Nah. People always be asking me, too. You got CDs and movies? Like, no, leave the hell alone. No, that's dead. So.
That's sticking with your ass.
Wow.
I know. I still get called. What's up, movie lady? What's up, CD lady? Y'all are like, Lord Jesus. But, yeah.
Shit. But your first time on stage, though, how do you feel about that? Like,
because
you,
man, nervous.
Seeing as you didn't really want to be a comedian.
Right. The first two jokes didn't hit at all. So a lot of people know that's on my Facebook page or just be around me know I'm a freaky comedian. That's what I tell people. So the third joke, I had to put some sexual stuff into it. I actually used this guy in the audience. I don't remember what I said, but it was something sexual towards him. And the whole crowd just started laughing. I told one more joke after that, they laughed, and then I got off stage. I did four jokes, and I was like, oh, okay, I can do this. So most of y'all my jokes is like on a sexual side. I'm very sexual, so I tell everybody I'm a sexual comedian. So like when people want to come to my shows, especially older people, and I hate to say, a lot of older people are very judgmental. So I warn them before they come to my show. Like, look, my jokes is basically dick and pussy. If you don't want to hear dick and pussy, then don't come to my show.
Facts.
So, yeah.
Low key, that should be the first thing you say when you hop on stage, just to see what they say. Just walk up on dick and pussy. Just look for a second.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got other jokes. I'm trying to, you know, I've been getting out of that. One person that really like helped me was Damon Williams. Like when he first seen me, he said, "Shmigga, you funny." He's like, "Well, get out the sexual jokes." He said, "A lot of women." He's like, "Y'all too big on sex." He like try to do like. Jokes that everybody can relate to. You know, he's like, read a newspaper, talk about politics, stuff like that. So since he told me that, I've been doing better. So a lot of my jokes ain't sexual like how it was when I first started. Like, that's all I used to tell was sex jokes. But now I know how to mix it up, you know.
Versus,
I feel like
I've been watching your sketches.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do, because everybody,
yeah,
you're not gonna be funny
you,
to
you
everybody.
Versatile.
Yeah,
right.
I'll try to be.
Nice.
Thank you. I'll try to be.
You
but right
yo,
now, y'all can see.
That should be funny as hell.
Well, I definitely got to be versatile because now, as y'all can see, I'm doing skits and comedy for the kids. That's my thing right now.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
I can't be doing all that sexual stuff. I try to, mostly all my followers on IG are the kids. I probably got like 4,000 kids on my IG from shooting with Mari. When Mari Too Funny, the 13-year-old boy that I shoot with. So now I try not to, you know, I try not to be sexual. I try not to curse in my skits. It might come out a little bit, but I try not to curse. So right now that's one of my main focus right now is doing something with the kids, making the kids laugh because they need it. You know, the world is so hard right now, especially for their generation.
Right.
Compared to when we was growing up. So...
So it,
yeah.
Was that a hard adjustment you usually do to dealing with, like, on the PG-13 side?
No, to be honest, kids are more easier to make laugh. Like, I'm being honest. I know you see the skits that I do with the kids. I tell them a lot
mm-hmm.
of times, like, these skits is not funny. Like, I be real with them. And they, oh, man, the skits is funny. So... I start seeing, like, being on their page because, like, Mari, he got, like, 40-some thousand followers. Our skits be getting, like, 100-some thousand and up sometimes, you know. And I read the comments, and the kids think it'd be funny. Like, the lamest stuff to us be funny to them. You could say boo-hoo.
Exactly.
That was so funny. So comedy for kids is way more easy. You ain't got to try that hard. You know, a lot of them inbox me, they tell me I'm funny. A lot of them say, they call me mama because, you know, I do the, I basically, for the audience that's listening, I'm basically like the mama and I got a little son. I'm like a single parent. You know, his daddy that ran off never came back. But the kids, you know, they love me. They like, oh, you funny. You know, I talk to them when they inbox me. I try to encourage them and stuff like that. So, kids coming is way more easier than adults. Yeah.
So you're a role model now.
Yeah, basically, yeah, I'm a mentor, a role model, yeah. And I got the hate.
You're my role model now.
Walk up to me. I'm your role model. How old are you? Terrell. This Terrell?
About to be 30 next month. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I guess I could be a role model. I don't look my age, but I'm 41. Everybody think I'm 30, early 30s, so I think it's the ponytail.
You don't look 40.
It's the ponytail. Then I'm gonna make
up the next time somebody call you 30, just roll with it.
Yeah, no, I'll roll with it. Yeah.
Got to.
Well, if y'all want to be in the skit, you know, y'all could be an uncle or something, or one of y'all can be the father that's been gone forever, decide to come back around. But if you want to be in the skit, let me know. Or you could be that crackhead uncle. One of y'all could be Mari, crackhead uncle. You know, everybody got a crackhead uncle.
I'm with that.
Facts. Everybody do got a crackhead
uncle. That role. I will definitely play that role down to a T.
Yeah. All right, let me know.
I might forget the line.
Down. You say you might forget a line?
I will. A few lines.
No, you know what, though? People ask me about that. Skits is not as hard as everybody thinks. Do you know a lot of times, all the time when we do skits, we don't know what we're going to do until we meet up. And we just roll with it, whatever come out your mouth, because we try to make it natural. So we don't write
improv.
The skits down and practice it before we do it. We just, hey, soon as the cameras roll, just say whatever the first thing that come out your mouth. And that's all skits. Like, I don't work with a lot of people. Like, Reggie, I work with him. I work with Shusha Chicago, Boom. Harvey Dent, Skin Bone, and they'll tell you, with the skits, we don't practice before we shoot. We just get in there and do it. Skits is like easy. You know, you just be yourself, basically, is what I'm saying.
I'm definitely
so
mad.
How many times do it take, though, like, to how many takes
to
do you
shoot?
Got? Like, what's the general recording? Yeah, what's the general recording time? Like, how long do you get to, because the skits be short, but, like.
Mm-hmm. Usually we roll with the first time. Sometimes we might shoot it over twice, but majority of the time, those shoots be on the first take. And I don't know if you're familiar with, have you seen my skits I did with Mello, with Pastor KC?
Yes,
Mello, one thing I love about him, he never want to shoot twice. So he always tell us, like, look, get y'all shit together because I'm not shooting this over. So he basically trained me to get on point because he never want to shoot it over. He like, I'm only shooting this once, and that's it. He like, I'm not finna keep shooting. So, yeah, he got me. He actually helped me get on top of things on that. Yeah.
So it's going to be It's going to be a lot of bloopers going around.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm about to ask for the blooper reel, too, though.
Right. Like, man, y'all ain't got blooper reels. Y'all trying to be perfect and shit.
And I'm going to tell you who's very, very perfect. It's Mari, the 13-year-old boy. That boy, like, he's like the best skit person I ever worked with. Like, he be on his thing. He be on top of it. He be like, y'all ain't got to tell me nothing. I got this. And you don't. I don't have to tell him nothing. I don't have to say, Mari, do this, do that. The adults is the ones I have to always tell them, like, do this, don't do that, you know. But he got it. I actually believe somebody going to pick him up in the next year or two.
Oh, yeah, especially when this whole pandemic bullshit is over.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the pandemic, when it first hit, what were you doing when they first started shutting everything down? What went through your mind, and what were you doing at that moment?
Well, to be honest, I'm blessed. I work at a nursing home. Now, I work at a – I ain't going to say where I work at because I don't know. I don't want nobody coming up to my job. But, no, I work at a nursing home, so we have to work through the whole pandemic. A few of us caught COVID. I actually caught COVID. You know, I was probably one of the first ones that had caught COVID, but I didn't know. I didn't really know that that's what it was. I had caught it, like, early March. Then a few of my employees around me were just catching it one by one. Like, within 2 weeks, it was, like, about six or five of us that was catching it. Then a few people on the second floor, that's, like, a hospital. But my job did a good job of keeping it down. I think altogether only, like, 14 people had it when it first had happened. But I actually worked through the COVID because I thought it was a flu. So I was sick for, like, 3-4 days. I couldn't eat, of course. I had lost, like, 8 pounds. But when I had it the first day, everybody kept, like, all my the employees and stuff, like, Shamika, you sure you ain't got COVID? They was bagging. I was like, no. I was like, I just got the flu, you know. But now that I look back, I realize I did have COVID. But we've been working ever since, and my job, they test us every week, so that's a good thing.
Oh, that's good. Now, since you said you caught it, right, clearly it's not as bad as what people is making it seem like.
Nah, it's bad, bro. Okay, so, like, I don't want to get spiritual because I can get real, real spiritual. But when I had it, my right hand of God, I didn't even know I had it. I came home one night, and I heard God tell me, I was in the kitchen because I was giving me a late-night snack. And I just heard God speak, and he told me, he said, Shamika, he's like, go in the kitchen and take some black seed oil. Because I haven't took it for, like, months because it's so strong. I don't know if you all ever had it, but it's a natural herb. And it's when you read up on it, it's supposed to help your respiratory system and people with asthma. So I had took that had helped me, and I also had took Theraflu. The Theraflu had helped get the pain out of my body because my body was real, real sore and achy. So it's real. It's real. Like I said, I couldn't eat. I had lost my taste and everything for 3 days. I lost like 8 pounds. Like I had the flu, but I had the flu before. But with this one, they say your body aches. It aches like the top of my head to the bottom of my feet was aching so bad. But the Theraflu helped get it out of my system.
Right.
But I know a few people that passed away from it, so it's real.
Yeah. Yeah, I do know some, and I do know some that was like, oh, you know, wasn't really nothing. So, like, it's hard because if you look up symptoms between a cold flu and quote-unquote COVID, it's all similar. It's like, well, have we all had it before even knowing what it really was? you know.
I really think that's the case, though. A lot of people probably not had it before.
My personal opinion, I think all of us had it, you know what I'm saying, at one point or another. It's just now they want to statistically keep track of it. I'm just ready for them to just say, hey, y'all, everybody, we had it. Let's move forward with life. Like, that's what I'm ready for.
My thing is, can you catch it twice?
I think so. And I'll get back on that. I think so, because I think I had it twice. But the second time, it just affected my breathing. I could be wrong, but I think I had it, because my dumb ass, I went out west. This had to be like in August. And I didn't have a mask on. I was out there with like 300-400 people. It was like a block party. And I'm just having a good time. And the next day, that was a Friday, the next day, which was Saturday evening, I started coughing out of the blue. Like, I just kept coughing. Like, I couldn't stop. And I was like, oh, Lord. I was like, I think I caught COVID again. And the next thing I know, I couldn't breathe. Like, my breathing was bothering me from Saturday all the way up to that Thursday. And I'm like, Lord, all I had to do was just pray. And I was drinking the shit out of that black seed oil. I don't really want to tell that many people about the black seed oil, because if the government find out about it, they're going to want to shut it down.
I mean, seeing as though I got asthma with you, I'm going to go grab me some, because I got asthma.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Grab it. It's good. Trust me, it's good. It costs like
$30.
It's
about to fly off the shelf.
It's worth it. It's worth it. Go to GMC if they still open. Well, you can order it offline.
Right, right.
But, yeah, that's
see,
what
now,
helped me with that.
It's hard to say that we can catch it twice. I believe you can. Now, if you pay attention to the bullshit that comes out of the government mouth about the beginning till now, they talk in circles, and I feel like they have no idea what they're talking about. You know, like the very first thing I ever remember is them saying that, oh, it's a weak virus, it dies in 80-degree weather. I'm like, well, how the fuck does it die in 80-degree weather if y'all saying places like Texas and California and Florida have cases of fucking COVID when they hot as hell down there, especially Arizona? So I'm like, I'll just roll with the flow. And then they was like, oh, well, you can't catch it a second time. And then they turn around and say, well, basically, if you're not careful enough, you can catch it. So I'm like, well, what the fuck is going on? I don't know.
And then they only said, the elderly and then babies was catching it. Then now, all of a sudden, not everybody catching it.
I just recently heard, I don't know if it's true, but I recently heard a guy caught it twice and he died the second time.
Damn,
I heard the same thing. But, yeah, I ain't going to get into too much. The government already be trying to, you know, fuck over my social media. But I do know for statistical reasons, a lot of cases don't really be cases, but for fact-wise, it's a case. And that's all I'm going to leave it at.
Nah, that was confirmed.
I believe that, because like my son and a few of my buddies that had it didn't even go to the doctor. So probably way more cases out there that they know about, you know.
Right. Did the government just be fucking us over, you know? They don't care. And it's funny now that social media is what it is today. You can catch any and everybody up in a lie, like, quick. Like, for example, Halloween, I saw Travis Scott post him as being Batman. I don't know why the fuck he chose the color that he did, but everybody was talking about him so bad, he took the shit down. But it was like, nigga, it's too late. We got your ass. And just started resurfacing around the internet again. But,
people can't. That motherfucker gonna be on the internet forever.
You know, like when you put shit out there, it's there. The minute you put something out there, it's there. No matter how many times you take that shit down, somebody in the screenshot it already.
Mm-hmm. No matter how long that shit up there for.
Something different, and then he was.
And then depending on how this election go, we might get fed a whole bunch of more bullshit. But like Joe Biden winning right now.
Mika, did you go vote?
Man, please don't ask me that. I got you know what? I'm gonna be honest. No, I'm real spiritual. I don't put it off if you want to put it off.
Hey, I 100% agree, and I've stated on this show plenty of times. I'm not fucking voting. I'm not voting. Never will go vote for here on out. It's silly as hell. We've clearly seen, just for the simple fact that Donald Trump is in office, the second celebrity besides Ronald Reagan to be elected as a fucking president. Somebody with no political background, somebody that we've seen on the show just go around saying, hey, motherfucker, you fired. You know, just a silly, goofy motherfucker that we got in office. So that clearly lets you know, you know what I'm saying? What are we voting for? It don't really matter. We let the damn Terminator be a governor of California, for God's sake.
Back.
So how many shouters do y'all feel they put in office who they want to put in office?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Now, if you use some logical sense, it takes 8 years to fuck up something, and it takes another 8 years to fix it. That's all that's been happening since president, you know, that we've had a fucking president. Now, what we haven't had was a president to serve a 4-year term since, I want to say, Bush Sr., maybe. Now, so it is going to be interesting if Biden do win. So it's like, well, we only have 4 years of Trump. What are we about to get now? Because we're used to 8 years. We had fucking 8 years of Clinton. 8 years of Bush, 8 years of Obama, and only 4 years of Trump. So it would be interesting if Biden wins to see what's going to happen in the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee he ain't going to be on social media like Trump was.
No, but he's going to look to the camera and be like, it's not about anything. It's about you, the people who are watching. That motherfucker, like, that's funny to me. Like, you didn't answer no question. You just like, I'm just missing all this shit and talk to the people. I don't care what nobody say. That first debate, hands down, is the most sorriest yet funniest debate I've ever witnessed in my life. It was funny as shit. And it should definitely go down in history because that was funny. It was pretty much who got the biggest dick in the room. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, this shit is funny. He just told the man, what do you say? Don't talk to me about being smart. Like, you're fucked up.
They stupid, bro. They grown little. It's two grown little kids. Like, I feel like everybody who voting for Joe Biden just voting because they don't like Trump.
Right.
That's basically all they want.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Either that or because he was running with Obama.
And a lot of black people voted for Trump because they feel like they're going to get that $1,200. I actually had an employee tell me that. I said, who you voted for? He like, Shmig, I want that stimulus check. I voted for Trump.
I mean, yeah. Secondly, if you are into politics like I am, and I personally don't like Joe Biden for the simple fact that he signed off, created, wrote the crime bill, which fucked up half of black America as far as a man, you know what I'm saying, black men in America. We got fucked over because of Joe Biden, so I'm not going to vote for somebody who's not really fucking with the black culture or the black man. Where half of us is incarcerated wrongly because of this crime bill. So, no, I'm not voting for him. We all know how I feel about Trump. I would not vote for him. I'm just not voting, period. But I would vote for him. I don't have time to vote, but if I did go vote, I would go vote for the local shit, you know, aldermen and judges and shit like that. But presidency, I really don't care. They always feed us a bunch of bullshit just to get us to want to go vote. But nothing really gets done in office. So, to me, what the presidency doesn't really matter.
Can I tell y'all my experience? So, this has to been about. This is about probably like in 2016. Yeah, right before I started doing comedy. I think maybe I was already doing it. when I met this guy that took me downtown, I think it was the City Hall, that's what it's called. So
yeah.
It was
mm-hmm.
Pat Dow people. So the guy, I don't know who he was, but he was in Pat Dow's office. I had to sit down and talk with him. And out of the blue, he looked at me because he found out that, you know, I was bootlegging the movies and a lot of people on the low end knew me for that. So basically he said, mm-hmm. he said to me, he was like, would you like to run for alderman? And I'm like, huh? I'm like, did this man just say this? I said, huh? He said, would you like to run for alderman? He said, what if I put money towards you and get behind you, would you like to run for alderman? I was like, I don't know nothing about no politics. You know, I'm from the street, ghetto hood. I know that don't mean nothing, but looking at Lori Lightfoot, so that really don't mean nothing. But so I was like, this is the thing that I was so concerned about, to be honest. I was like, what if I run for alderman and if somebody tell on me that I should sell bootleg movies? And he's like, girl, he's like, you ain't got to worry about that. He's like, we got you on that. But this is what he told me. He said, you basically just going to be a puppet for us. We going to tell you what to say. So that's when I learned, like, so these people don't say what, everything that come out their mouth, they telling them what to say. So he like, you ain't got to do nothing. He said, all you got to do, just look cute, go up there, speak. We going to put all the money towards you. He's like, we know you going to win because everybody on the low end like you. And I was like, nah, I'm straight. I was like, I don't want to run for no alderman. I'm like, mm-mm, God, I ain't going to have people hate me. So I'm like,
And then,
so I tell people
politics
that,
make you take your soul away. You get old real fast in politics. You seen what it did to Obama?
Obama
looked young. That first 4 years fucked shit out of his eyes.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they some crooks.
I think Trump may be the first president to really go off script, because
you know what, like, I think that's
clearly
what I agree. Go ahead.
Shit come out of his mouth. Yes,
I think they tell him to say. You're right. I think they tell
it.
Him say this, and he go out there like, you know what, I'm gonna tell these people whatever the hell I want to tell them.
On the real.
Go drink some bleach. They looked at him like, we didn't tell you to go tell these people to drink some bleach. And they did it, too. They went and drank some bleach.
They typed it into the fucking, they stupid. He don't read from the teleprompter at all. What if he can't read? What if my guy need glasses?
And mainly, the people down south are stupid as hell. I'm just going to throw that out there. Somebody did like a funny interview about the Trump supporters down south. They was asking them a bunch of questions that people should know, but they didn't know. And then, you know, their reasoning was just dumbass reasons. Like, how the fuck are you even born in the United States of America and you don't know half this shit? Trump supporters, just, I don't know. They're
like,
fucking retarded.
Girl, though.
He ain't got
Illinois. I don't remember who. Nah. And I've argued with so many people about not voting because Illinois is automatically a fucking blue state. So what the fuck am I voting for? If I didn't go win anyway. Illinois, Chicago alone, clearly Chicago alone don't fuck with Trump anyway. Hence why his ass never comes to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So our vote in Chicago, Trump's all of Illinois anyway. So,
So while we talking, who won that election?
Right now, Biden is winning. It's 131-108.
Oh, Biden winning? Oh, okay.
That shit throw me off too.
But for me, so I'm looking at this map, right? For me, I'm looking at the map, and I expected all the states that are red, I expected it because those are all racist-ass states in it. Like Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, like, come on now. You motherfuckers are racist. Tennessee, Kentucky, South Carolina, North Carolina. I didn't expect Joe Biden to go down there and win none of those damn states. What you racist at?
They don't get no fuck. But if you look at the electoral votes and the regular votes, Donald Trump done, he got all. He damn near got 50%. He won the votes.
Well,
but Joe Biden won the electoral votes.
Yeah,
I'll be honest
like,
with you. If Kanye would have stuck it in, I would have actually went out and vote. And no lie.
Yes.
I would have voted for Kanye.
Yeah, I would have voted. I would have voted for Kanye. If they could let Trump dumb ass
crazy,
in, they could let another
really,
dumb in.
Exactly. like Trump, Kanye ain't really that crazy. He actually smart. He just do stupid shit for attention.
Mm-hmm.
But like, he's been talking about running for election. Nah. There's reasons why. You just gotta really pay attention to his dumb ass.
See what you said? His dumb ass dude crazy. He probably been crazy his whole little career, and now we starting to pay attention to him. He got a big enough platform to say the shit. You seen the little fashion line? Fam got a fashion line that looked like homeless people, bro.
Mika, would you buy it?
Hell no, I wouldn't buy that shit.
Alright.
I don't even like them
better
ugly
question.
Ass shoes.
Hell
if
my,
they paid you to be the spokesmodel for the Yeezys, all the Yeezy clothes
ambassador.
And everything, would you? Yeah, the ambassador of all the Yeezy products. Would you? You can't wear nothing but. Let's say $1,000 per item that you wear every day.
You know what? I think I'm natural cute anyway, so I can get back with it.
Shout out, Rocky.
I'm a red bone. We get back with a lot of stuff.
That's that light.
Now, since you said yeah, I want you to go look that up when we get off the air. Look up what you're going to be wearing.
I've seen it. I've seen it on clothes. Crazy ass clothes. I've seen it.
It's dead. Boy, I seen Jay-Z expression. I was like, yep. Kanye tripping.
I don't know what the hell. I couldn't wear that shit. Now I hear you, y'all. Don't be yawning this shit while you on the damn show. I hear you yawning.
I know. I apologize, y'all.
Nah.
I work a lot.
Real shit. I be doing these shows, and I swear to God, I be yawning all the time. I don't mean to. I just be like, I'm like, oh damn, y'all, my bad.
You know what? This ain't got nothing to do with my age. I always been like this. Like, since I was young, I always be in the bed by 10. But that's because I'm hyper. I'm always moving. I'm always on the go. And that's why I be so tired. Because, like, when I go to the comedy shows, you know, they late. The comedians be getting me. They be like, man, wake your ass up and go get your ass on stage. I'll be in a quarter sleep, so it be 10, 11 o'clock at night. They be like, you don't get your ass up. I'm like, y'all don't understand, though. I be working, hustling. That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's
so
funny.
I told you, wake your ass up. I told you, wake
man,
your ass up.
I'm
like, okay.
I'm waiting on that rich man to come. Yeah.
Bad eating.
Also, how long have you been doing comedy as well? So fans can hear how long you've been doing comedy.
Yeah, I started June the 21st of 2016. So 4 years, June to make 5 years.
I should count.
You're just naturally funny. You have a natural aura of being naturally funny.
I appreciate that. And it comes from being bullied as a kid. When you get picked on every day, you gotta. Yeah, I got bullied for being light skinned, big teeth, you know. You know, you mixed growing up in it. Right. They don't. I said, I'm 41. They still try to pull it with my light skinned ass. I have to tell them, like, I'm like, light skin on Puerto Rican. They be looking at me like, go sit your light skin ass down, dumbass.
right, but do you have light skin like, waves though? You act like a stereotypical light skinned female.
No, yeah, I don't. What? I don't think I do. You know what? I know for a fact I don't, because know what? I don't get along with light skinned girls. I get along with the chocolate girls.
Most light skinned girls.
I ain't, because light skinned women like to be in competition. Chocolate women, they stick together. I noticed that. And I ain't got time for that competition shit. Like, bitch, I'm trying to get money. So that's why I never claim light skinned shit. People be like, you light skinned. I'm like, no, I'm Puerto Rican. That's the difference.
All right, then this is the light skin test right now. How many times do you look in the mirror before you go outside?
Shit, one time just to see if my clothes wrinkle.
And when you get in the car, do you look at yourself in the reflection?
Nope, I look in the rearview mirrors to make sure I ain't gonna hit nothing.
Oh, I'll see you look.
Nah, I don't do all
Man,
that.
I know somebody
employees
that be just be looking.
Oh, I know they will.
If they anything reflective, they'll look at themselves and check themselves.
Nah, I don't do none of that.
I know damn well. You at least got to do it at least 3 times.
Mm-mm. If I look at the mirror, I'm trying to see if these teeth went down. I'm just going to be honest with you. But since I'm getting older, it seems like they're getting bigger. I'm like, damn.
Hey,
you know, your teeth get bigger when you get older. Did y'all know that?
Hell no.
Your teeth get loosened, so they start to hang longer. Y'all didn't know that? Start watching your grandparents. Start noticing they teeth. Yeah, when you get older, your gums loosen, so your teeth start hanging, and they start getting longer. And I notice if I'm getting older, my teeth getting a little bigger. So, yeah, I taught
you. Now you're going to have me looking in the mirror at my teeth.
Right. You look in the mirror every day.
You cool. You cool right now. You're only 30,
go back
right?
To this day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And to be 30. 10 years later, I'm going to be like, God damn it, Meek, you was right.
Dirty. They never lied. Jay-Z never lied. 30s is the new 20s. I miss when I turned 31, 32.
Shit, I feel 41, 42. That's how I feel.
I do too. Oh, God, working all the day. Having
wake up,
my daughter jump on my back and shit. I feel old.
For
y'all got any more questions?
If y'all follow me so far, especially on Facebook, if y'all watch her working out video, she don't never really work out. I just want to throw that out there.
Damn.
Oh, man, you know what? I ain't been in the gym for a month, man. I know. That's why I ain't lose no weight while I was in the gym, because I was too busy dancing. But I got to get back in. I've been out for a month.
I'll be cracking up. But I watch it just to see what you're going to do. And you just dance. You ain't even fucking work out. I get it.
But ain't got to work out.
The gym that I work at is mainly Caucasians. So I'll be dancing just to get them to be looking at me like, what is this nigga doing? And that means they'll stop their whole workout just to look at me too. I'll be like, whatever.
it is funny. Tell everybody all your social media where they can find you.
Okay. @G is Mika So Fine. That's MikaSoFine. And then Facebook is my real name, Shamika Finley. FINLEY.
Gave the government.
Yeah, the government on Facebook. Yeah.
Nah,
everybody else on Facebook got like all these other names.
Well, one while I don't know now, but one while Facebook was stopping people from using fake names. Remember?
Yeah.
You can't use fake names on Facebook, but IG you can. That's crazy.
Right. I got 3 pages.
Everybody got the same name.
They won't let me go. Facts. I try to put fake shit on there. They're like, Then what's crazy, right? Like my main page will get banned, right? my other two pages will get banned. I'm like, what the fuck? If you have a pictures associated with any other page and they block your main shit, they blocking all your shit. And that is nuts.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a question for you since you know about being blocked so much. So, since it's like that, if I got a picture of me and my girl and my girl page get blocked, do my page get blocked too?
Because
you're going by pictures.
No.
It depends on how many pictures. It depends on how many pictures is associated.
So,
no.
What if I put your picture on my Facebook and I be like, fuck Trump, your page going to get blocked?
I don't know, man. You know, they blocked me for.
Because I'm trying to use this to my advantage.
6-7 years ago.
I know a couple of people that piss me off
and
make a fake page of their pictures.
I will share this helpful information. Everybody who has a Facebook, go in your search bar. Go to your settings, I believe, and go to blocking. Type in fact check, F-A-C-T check. A whole lot of fact checks are going to pop up. Block all of them. That shit is the shit that gets your page banned and blocked 24/7. Now, you'd have to do it maybe twice or three times a week because they keep putting fact checks on it. So definitely block that shit, and it keeps you from getting banned. That's the word of advice. I've been doing it for like 2 months now, and my page has not been banned for 2 months.
I mean, you just got out of jail like what, how long ago? Facebook jail?
Oh, damn, I did just get out of jail. I did.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I don't remember what it was. It was something stupid. It was for something that I said 6 years ago. Like, that shouldn't even count.
Mm-mm. That shit crazy, bro.
But as we reach the end of the show, Mika, you got any advice for upcoming comedians that want to do what you do? Because I know it's not easy to do it. Quick story. I went to the Promontory, I think it was. I don't remember. But it was open mic night or whatever. People was doing a lot of comedy shit. And I was drunk. I was drunk as fuck. And I was like, man, I could do this shit. Drunk me was funny. Like, I could do it drunk. But, like, sobering up the next day, I'm like, I don't think I could do that shit all the time. You know, I know.
Was you funny, though, when you were sober?
I was
funny. Were you funny?
Because I was talking shit about shit. I mean, I'm natural.
Was you?
But, like, I was talking about shit around Chicago, like the bums of Chicago, the ones that you would catch on the red line and blue line and shit. But just talking about a lot of shit around Chicago. Like, those people could relate to it because half of them was from Chicago, so they could relate to it. But I could imagine being around different crowds and different, you know, everything, and, like, you wouldn't get the same reaction. I don't think I got anything to do comedy. But
of course, every audience is different.
Right.
You're not going to get the same reaction because every audience is different. I mean, it's still hard for me to go up, but, you know, I need that push. So a lot of times what I like about being with the comedians, we push each other, you know, because it's not easy. But what helped me, and it's when I first started, I used to go with Ronnie George all the time. He was the one that was taking me to all the open mics for like 6 months. I was just with him every night. But one of the things that he told me that helped me, he said, sometimes just go to an open mic and just watch other comedians. That helped you too.
Mm-hmm.
Sit back and watch
right.
their jokes and see how they deliver the jokes. Because when I first started, I didn't know how to deliver my jokes.
Right.
And I had to learn and practice. That's why we have open mics in Chicago, because the open mics is to help you go up and practice your jokes for when you do get booked for a show, you be ready. So watching other comedians, people like true stories. I noticed that real life true stories, things that happen to you, you know, people like those type of jokes. But practice make perfect. So. Going up, we got some comedians that go up every night, nonstop, every day. They live for it, you know. It's a lot of comedians don't even work, don't even have jobs. That's all they do, you know. So, yeah, I guess that's about it. Watching other comedians.
I'm gonna stick to my radio comedy. I ain't really go out there. No.
But if you did good at
for real.
So, okay, so you tried doing it being sober?
No.
You just tried it that one drunk time.
It was open mic. People did sign up, and then we had some spare time left. They was like, yo, does anybody want to come on stage and, you know, do whatever? Like, fuck it, I'll get up there and do it, whatever. And I got up there, you know, I did decent. People was laughing and shit. Mainly because some of the people that performed, one of them was weird as shit. So I started talking about his ass because he was just fucking weird, and I didn't understand why he even came the way he came. So, like, people laughed at that shit. So I do know, you know, talking about people in the crowd here and there would get you some points and shit. But I don't think I could do it.
Hell yeah.
Roast, you know, I'm gonna leave that to y'all professionals, man. You know, I'll just stick to the be on the radio.
All right. All right, man. All right.
But we going to let your ass go to sleep.
Okay,
what?
Well, what time do y'all get off? No, I was going to say, I actually was on the radio, too, but I got off. I didn't have time for it. But it was fun.
Hey, why not?
Huh?
It took up too much time?
Well, the radio station I was on, I don't know if y'all ever heard of Hit USA Radio. It's an internet station. Yeah, I was on there. But it was like I had to travel all the way up north and I wasn't getting paid. I mean, the guy was giving me like $20 for gas, but it just wasn't worth it. But it was fun.
Oh, no.
But I just decided to get off because it took me like an hour just to get there.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it's
fuck
cool.
That. Right now, I can do this at the comfortability of my own home at the moment.
And then I was on another radio station. But you know what's so funny? Me and this girl started a radio station a year before last, and it was called OG Radio. I don't know if y'all heard of us, but we did hear of you all. Because somebody came to us and like, did y'all know it's another OG Radio? And we like, what? We like, no.
Hey.
So, yeah. So when you text me, I'm like, OG Radio.
You feel good.
Yeah.
So
small world.
I've been meaning
I think
to actually then get you on the show. So my bad.
Mm-hmm.
I've been meaning to really then get you on the show.
Oh, no, that's fine. No, that's fine. You know, I appreciate it. I love radio interviews. They're the best. I think it's like my fifth one, so I appreciate it. Yep.
Right. I'm happy that you was able to get on. You stayed woke enough. So I thank you for coming on the show.
Last question is
what's next for you? That's my last question.
What's next for me? Well, I actually supposed to be going to Atlanta Thursday, so I plan on going up for my first time in the ATL. So wish me luck on that.
Definitely.
It's not a book show. I'm just trying to go down there and do some open mics while I'm there. And that's really pretty much it with this COVID. Everything shut down in Chicago, so I really don't know what's next for me. I'm just, you know, still doing the skits, and we'll see. You know, I really can't say. There's so much going on right now with the world. I really can't say.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But,
you know, I'm always tuned in to anything that you do. So you definitely got my support and the support of OG Radio.
Right. Okay, OG Radio. I appreciate y'all, but if y'all can get me back on again, sure, I'll be good. Are y'all on the weekends, too, or just only during the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Thursdays is really for poetry. If you do poetry, you can come on and do it.
No, you can.
We got Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays is always open. We were thinking about doing a weekend show, but we'll get to that point when we cross it. But for now, you know, if you ever want to come on a Monday, Tuesday, Friday, just let me know.
Friday be perfect because I stay woke to like 2-3 in the morning on Fridays because I don't have to go to work. But that's cool. All
right, cool. So we got our 100th episode coming up. I don't know what I'm gonna do yet. I'm gonna keep you in the loop. I don't know if I wanna. I don't know what I wanna do yet. We don't know what we wanna do. But you know, I might invite you back to tell a few jokes. I don't know. I will definitely keep you in the loop. I think tonight is our 92nd, 93rd show maybe. So we creeping up on 100 real fast. So I'm gonna definitely keep you in the loop.
That's good. All right. Well, thank you.
No problem. So with that being said, everybody, have a good night. And you have a good night, Mika. Catch me here Thursday with Genesis, everybody, for Poetry Night. And catch me back here Friday for Freestyle Friday. We have Lipstick on the Mic coming on the show. I believe her name is Asia Walker. Check out Noah J. Clay. She just dropped a new single on Apple Music. She also has an EP that she dropped earlier a couple months ago. Check her out. And catch my Instagram, RadioRail21 or HellRail1290. HellRail1290 is my personal. RadioRail21 is my radio. Add either one, don't matter. So good night, everybody. Love, bless all.